When Lily Gefelte got out of bed on the morning of the big game, she looked out the window to see what kind of a day it was going to be. She discovered that it was the kind of day when a million beetles crawl out of the ground and swarm the streets, forecasting evil. She didn't know about the evil yet, of course. She just saw the million beetles, brown and restless, dropping from trees and mobbing fire hydrants. She was not usually disgusted by beetles or anything else, but these did not seem natural. She went to look up beetles online. Her eyes narrowed. She blew her bangs off her face. No question, it wasn't the time of year for beetles. No, not the time of year for beetles, but as it turned out, it was indeed the time of year for evil. On that fall day, a white van had rolled into town, filled with wickedness. It had turned off the highway at dawn. It headed for Lily's school. It was headed for the town of Pelt's big game. Quite often, when evil comes to town, animals get restless. Horses whinny. Dogs bark at the windows. Dolphins hide their shiny pates and chitter. And in this case, the bugs, which had just settled down for the winter, crawled back out of their dens, filled with unease. Of course, Lily didn't know that evil was in a white van, ordering sausage egg croissants at an O'Dermott's drive-thru. Neither did her friend Katie Mulligan, who knew a thing or two about evil. When Katie and Lily were dropped off at the school gym, where the day's big match was going to take place, Katie complained, "These beetles are disgusting," kicking a few out of the way as she stepped out of her mom's car. The hard little bugs rolled a few times and skittered into a sewage drain. "It's like a plague," said Lily, watching the beetles shiver. "Are waterproof shoes also anti-beetle?" asked Katie, lifting her heels. "I mean, do they fend beetles off?" "I don't know," said Lily. "Shoes," said Katie, "should come with a complete fending list. These shoes fend the following." Lily was thoughtful. "It's pretty late in the fall for beetles." "Oh, Lordy," said Katie. "I hope that these beetles aren't signs of a coming evil."
"Hello, chums," called Jasper Dash, boy technonaut, crunching across the school lawn in Wellington boots. "What ho, and tippy-tippy dingle and all."
"Ew, Jasper," said Katie. "You're crunching on June bugs."
Jasper inspected the soles of his boots.
"Aha," he said. "I had noticed a jaunty crispness to my stride this morning."
Jasper," said Lily, "do you have lead weights taped to your eyelids?"
"Yes, indeed," said Jasper.
With a show of great concentration, he held out his arms, puffed out his breath, and slowly raised and lowered his lids.
"I want every muscle in my body to be ready for the big match today."
"Who are you playing against?" asked Lily.
"The Delaware team, from Edgar R. Burroughs High in distant Ogletown, Delaware. Delaware state champions. They are, frankly," he said, lowering his lids and raising them again, "frankly, supposed to be terrors. I do not mind telling you, they have left the wreckage of many another school's athletic department in their wake. Mothers weeping on the bleachers."
"Wow," said Katie. "You've really gotten into this, haven't you? I never knew you were so into sports."
"A healthy mind in a healthy body," said Jasper. "That is what I strive for."
His lids opened and closed, opened and closed.